A progressive group says 2008 will be a sea change election that should portend well for Democrats. The Campaign for America's Future today released a report days away from their Take Back America annual convention in Washington. Robert Borisich is the co-director of the group. He said in spite of the potential train wreck that is the intense battle for the Democratic nomination for president between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, he says this year is reminiscent of 1980 when Ronald Reagan was elected president. And his Republican Revolution changed Washington.
Well, this year it's the reverse. Progressives are on the march. They've been driving the issue debate. MoveOn.org and the mobilization on the blogosphere has begun to teach Democrats how to make the fight, as well as raising millions of dollars and thousands of volunteers. You've got young people flooding the Democratic Party in large numbers, and conservatives, on the other hand, are in disarray. The neocons discredited by Iraq, the different factions of the party sniping at each other, and the country club Republicans dismayed at the corruption and the spending of the Bush administration.
Stan Greenberg is also with the Campaign for America's Future. He also says that despite the current controversy within the Democratic primary, the Republican Party is not at all in a good situation.
The conservative coalition is already shattered. It's demoralized. It is has a candidate that it does not view as its own, whether you're dealing with the Lou Dobbs, part of the Republican coalition, or the religious conservatives. You're dealing with a coalition that has to grapple with enthusiasm when the entire strategy of the conservatives has depended upon the use of ideological symbols and polarization.
Jane Hampshire writes a progressive blog at firedoglake.com. She said the political culture is quite different for progressives than when she began blogging about politics some 4 years ago.
All of the presidential candidates, but particularly the Obama campaign, go into various states and spend a lot of money on infrastructure and of grassroots organizing. And that's something that going forward we are really going to be able to take advantage of. We've been really behind on that, largely because the religious right has provided that structure for the Republicans for so long. And so being able to have those people active in their own local communities means we'll be able to have the potential to build ground-up progressive institutions and to be able to develop progressive leadership that is going to be needed to fill the pipeline.
With possibly months to go before the Democrats decide on a nominee for president, many in the party fear the party could destroy itself. But Robert Borisich, who worked on Jesse Jackson's 1988 presidential campaign, said it will be a test of the sophistication and maturity of the progressive movement.
We're headed into a debate in the fall on the presidential level, and at the congressional level for that matter, that will be one of the most ideological debates we've seen since 1980 in terms of the distinction between the two candidates and what they are arguing for. With McCain arguing for continuing the war, for making the tax cuts permanent, for continuing the trade policies, etc., and the Democrat opposing all three of those things. And so it will be our test of us that we can help bring the factions that will build up as this primary process keeps going, and bring them together to unify behind whomever is the nominee.